Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is letting go of black and white thinking. So, there's a lot of color in between, right?
Yes, good morning, Chas. There sure is. There's a whole world in between that narrow-minded thinking, right? That's what it is. Black and white thinking is just being narrow-minded.
Very. Yeah. And what got me on this topic was... I watched something the other day. I don't know. I started thinking about skin color and, you know, how we label black and white. And I don't know, some light bulb went off yesterday and it was well, white skin color isn't really white and black skin color isn't really black. There's a lot of color in between there. And I found these colored pencils. They're called colors of the world, like skin tone colors. And nowhere in that box do you find a black or a white pencil. Mm. So I don't know. That felt so symbolic to me yesterday. And it's not even just about race. It's about how we label things as this or that, and it's not even so. Like, there's so much in between stuff that we don't even see. So
yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what got me started. And I saw this cute video the other day. This mom asked the little boy, like, what color is your skin? And he said peach. And she said, what color is your best friend's skin color? And he said brown. And it's like, in his mind, like, he hasn't started labeling things that, like, it just, he sees what he sees. It is what it is.
Yes, he's just actually, he's telling the actual color he sees.
Yeah, but then we
we label.
And I've had black and white thinking, again, not just with race, but just like extreme this way or extreme that way, and not seeing the middle picture. You know, it's either right or wrong, left, right, up, down, you know, it's this or that. So I don't know, just kind of one of those light bulb moments yesterday.
I think it's more heart work, just opening your heart, opening your mind, you know, just continuing to open your mind so that things aren't black and white, because it isn't just about race. It's about seeing something one way or the other way and nothing in between. But there's so much that, and we do it from our mind, but the mind is so limited. There's so much that goes beyond the mind. And so we want to look beyond all the labels, because that's what we do. We label everything. And when we stop labeling, whether it's people, anything, it just opens a different world. It opens a deeper world, a more colorful world, right?
Yeah, and I think I stepped there for a little while yesterday. It was like, this feels like such a simple truth. Like, it, and it is, but I don't know. I guess until you can see it, you can't. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to step more into the colorful world, not label things this or that.
And so how would your view of things change if your world was more colorful? Like, what would that change look like?
Well, I would stop always, I think for one, I would stop always questioning everything as right or wrong. I'm always questioning if I'm doing this right or that right, or this wrong, that wrong. Like, I think it would help with that. And it would just kind of, it is what it is. Not have to label everything as right or wrong.
Or good or bad.
Or good or bad, yeah. That's still that good girl mentality.
Yeah.
That would be huge for me. Not label good or bad.
I love that little expression we've been using is I'm human.
Yeah.
And we're all human and we all make mistakes and we're all human. And we don't have to put a color on human either.
Yeah.
Right? We're human. First and most of anything, we're human. We're all human.
Yeah. I think that would be a big one. Get rid of the good and bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just live.
Yes.
Just live and know if I make a mistake that, you know, I'll learn from it. I'll clean it up. Like, I mean, it's not the end of the world. I've made millions of mistakes.
Yeah, it's how we learn.
Yeah.
Is that your stomach growling?
Yeah, it is. I thought.
Okay.
I was just going to roll with it. Yes. My stomach's constantly digesting things. If you were around me, you'd think I'm hungry 24/7 because it is always active. So it's
processing, huh?
Always.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, I think just it would. Yeah. I want to live in a more colorful. Yeah. Get rid of extreme this, extreme that.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Just live in the middle place mm-hmm. where the miracles happen.
Yeah, in a deeper place because, again, you know, this labeling, this black and white thinking all comes from the mind, and the mind is very limited.
Very.
There's so much beyond that, and not that we'll ever touch all of it. We won't, not in this lifetime, but we can look deeper. Yes, especially at people, too. It's like, you know, labeling somebody as bad because mm-hmm. they did something wrong. And it's not that people should be accountable. I'm a big believer people should be held accountable. If we do something wrong, we need to be accountable for that wrong. But also, I don't have to label that person. You know, I've not walked in their shoes. I don't know what their life has been like. That, you know, I just don't know. And I don't need to go there with it. I don't need to label it. You know, in those situations, I think it's just better to just turn it over. Right, there's something about it disturbing, rather than label it or figure it out, to just turn it over and let it go. If it's more heart work, more opening your heart, more compassion, great. But if it's just the mind doing what it does, I wouldn't give the mind an audience.
I know, it always has something to say.
Of course, yes. And it likes to make somebody wrong. Ego likes to make somebody wrong. Somebody the good guy, somebody the bad guy.
Exactly.
Didn't we learn that as children, very young, you know? Just watching TV and stuff, all the stuff that's on there about the good guy, the bad guy. We're always waiting for the bad guy to get caught, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and maybe that was the feeling yesterday. Like, I don't know, some kind of feeling of, like, I don't know, unity, connection, something. Felt something like that. Just like, okay, like in this place. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a unified place when we can just open our heart to all that is. That's a very unified place. So it's a good feeling.
It was a good feeling. So I'd like to find more of that place.
Yeah. Just keep opening your heart. Just let your heart open to all things. All things, all people.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be. And it doesn't mean you won't have feelings sometimes. It won't mean any of that. It just means that your mind is less likely to judge things.
Yep.
but instead, look at the situation deeper. Go beyond what the mind can do. You know, go to the heart. Go to your gut.
Yeah. That's why I love hearing people's stories. And people that have some horrendous stories and have done some awful things and but have turned it around in miraculous ways. Yeah. Like those stories inspire me.
Well,
and
it's
help
kind
me
of our story.
yeah, I guess it
can
is.
Can relate to it, right?
Yeah. Yep. You somebody comes from.
Mm-mm. No.
or what's happened.
No, we never know what they've been through.
You're right. And things can turn around. People can change.
Yeah. People can change.
So, yep. What did I say yesterday? We're all a color in the crayon box. That's what I said.
I like that.
I love it. I don't know. Yeah, I love that visual. It just, it makes me feel, I don't know, connected to something greater, I guess. Black and white? I mean, come on, that's so limited. Like, there's a whole box of crayons.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. Black and white are the two most boring colors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. So what's your word today?
I guess my word is patience today.
Okay.
I hear my mind rumbling about this and that, and no, I'm just going to turn it over and practice patience today.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's funny to hear you use that word. I picture you as somebody that has so much patience.
I do, but there's
things. You do.
Yeah, but there's certain things. After a while, it gets to me.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I need to remind myself to practice patience.
Okay. My word's connected. I want to be connected today.
Okay. Good one.
Any last thoughts?
Nope. I'm off to run some errands.
Well, have fun.
And you're off to work.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for being here this morning. And thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!